Adonna pops it over the top. Keelan McColgan's in here. Chance of a goal. Oh, and the back of the net. Just like Donegal ended the first half, we've got a goal at the end.
Wow.
A full time. Keelan McColgan finishes the game with 1-1. And Donegal end the game with 3:26. That's 35 to Cavan's 1:13, which is 16. And what a performance, a second half performance by Donegal today, Brendan.
I'm sure Cavan just wanted Donegal to kick the ball out there and the hooter went down, and thinking game's over. They weren't going to do it. They recycled it across this left hand side here. And again, as many times in this half, Donegal are in behind the Cavan cover. That time it was Keelan McColgan. We've seen him do it so many times for Neve Patrick last year in terms of their run to that All Ireland Junior Club final. But he kept going. You thought he was going to fist it over the bar. That's not Keelan's style. He roofed it in the back of the net, and a huge finishing score. And you're right, Oisin, should have come down the scoring difference. That'll be the difference. You know, you're not going to see a massive score posted by anybody else like this in these final group games. So that gives Donegal a massive advantage.
Yeah, they so Donegal winning today by 3:26 to 1:13, a comfortable win in the end by 19 points. 3:26 plays 1:13. Those goals for Donegal today coming from Finbar Rorty, also getting in with goals. Keelan McColgan, as we've seen right at the death, and Conor O'Donnell as well. Donegal having a spread of 12 different scorers today. Brendan Kilcoyne, of course, on commentary today as well. And listen, a massive one. 19 points in the end, Brendan, was the difference here. And how crucial could that be come the end of the group with one game remaining in the section?
Yeah, it certainly did the score difference very favourable, but it was a hugely competent and assured performance from Donegal all over the pitch. To be fair to Cavan, they brought a lot with them. They brought a lot of energy. After 24 minutes, it was 1-5-8 points, and I felt that 10-minute spell just before half-time was key for Donegal. They hit 1-4 without reply. Finbar Rorty, who deservedly got his goal because he was making them surging runs up the field all day, palmed the ball into the net just on the stroke of half-time to give them that bit of a cushion. And they came out looking a lot more confident and assured in the second half. They controlled the game really well. They moved the ball, created the openings, and the level of fitness is astounding from the Donegal players. The runs from Kieran Moore, Shane O'Donnell, Finbar Rorty, coming from deep, completely driving at the Cavan defence, and they had no answer to it in the second half, Cavan. It was brilliant from Donegal, and it was just the answer that was needed after the disappointment of losing to Tyrone last week. So brilliant, and fair dues to everyone involved. That's a fantastic performance from Donegal.
Jim McGuinness obviously would have wanted a reaction from last week. He wasn't happy that Donegal weren't doing the basics the way they should be doing it. That was a different story today. We weren't as over reliant on Michael Langan and Michael Murphy today as what we were the previous day either. So he got the response that he wanted from the group, and a timely one, Brendan.
Yeah, and listen, we were back to playing like we've been playing all season. Actually, and I think the last day was just one of those dip games. We maybe seen it last year in the away game to Cork, not the home game to Tyrone. We were still flying. So listen, just going back to the thing about playing so many games, you know, you're going to get an odd dip in form, particularly when the team coming in was under a bit of pressure themselves for a statement victory like Tyrone were last week. They were really coming gunning for Donegal. We just maybe wore out of sorts a small bit. There's loads of reasons for that, particularly probably towards the end, the way they dominated the kick out. But today you just seen there was a golfing class between Donegal and Cavan. The first half, Cavan brought you Donegal, and once Donegal matched that intensity, when the game opened up in the second half in particular, Donegal's so good on the ball, they've so many finishers, they've just kept opening and opening Cavan up time after time, and you could just see the confidence drain out of Cavan. You know, I thought probably 10 or 12 minutes in that second half, it was looking like only one winner. Yeah. It was a very poised performance by Donegal in that second half.
And I know there's going to be lots more talk coming up on the DL debate, by the way, which is live here from Cavan from 4 o'clock today. It's the bank holiday weekend, so we've pulled it forward from the Monday evening until this afternoon. And I suppose, Brendan, you're going to have a packed hour or so. Well, I've talking Donegal football.
I've got the big stars on here. Brendan Kilcoyne, of course, Damien Donoghue, one of our Cavan ex-Cavan players, and a brilliant correspondent. Ryan Ferry is going to join us, as is Colm Anthony McFadden, of course, Donegal All Ireland winner and now selector. So it'll be great to get his views on what he's seen there and just how Donegal deal now with a couple of weeks. You know, the wee bit of buzz is back. Funny how quick it can go up and down. You know, a lot of doom and gloom in Donegal last week, because I think, like we were talking about, we lost control of the group. We were trying to avoid that potential pre-quarter-final game. But listen, that's where it is today. We certainly, in terms of performance, we really couldn't have got a better one today. That was back at the Donegal that we've been seeing all season. It's really building up ahead of steam.
Just finally, Brendan Kilcoyne from this part of the broadcast, this now puts us in a good position with a 2 week break before we play Mayo, and we've found ourselves now winning here today by 19 points, and it puts us in a strong footing as we go to take on a Mayo side who obviously will be buoyed after last night, but Donegal are in good shape ahead of that game.
Yeah, Donegal can go into the Mayo game with great confidence. We don't have a great record against Mayo in the recent past, but they can go into this game with huge confidence. They're going to be coming up against a rejuvenated Mayo side who will feel that they have rediscovered some of their old type form after tonight's performance. But Donegal should have no fears based on what we saw today, based on the type of football that we know they're capable of playing. As you say, Oisin, they get a 2 week break, they get a bit of time to recuperate after today, after last week even, kind of thing, because they didn't get much chance to recuperate after that. So it's very important. Playing with confidence is huge in football, so it is. And I thought, you know, we struggled under kickouts last week, so we did for times against Tyrone. I thought today we were breaking the ball down to our own players, and that gave us runners off the shoulder, and we were able to break lines then. So the whole game plan and the whole way it panned out was very favourable to Donegal, and they did an awful lot right today. So that there were some mistakes, but like when you're putting up 326 on the scoreboard, it's hard to find too many faults.